do you want the latest in sports?
On Indy's Giant 90.9.
Every Tuesday at 8:30 to 9:15.
Tune in to the Playbook Radio Show.
You are listening to the Playbook Radio Show on Indy's Giant 90.9.
Where we talk about the latest in college basketball,
college football,
and the NFL. So tune in Tuesday 8:30 to 9:15.
On Indy's Giant 90.9.
To get the latest in all sports.
That's Tuesday at 8:30 to 9:15. Tune into the Playbook with Garrett Burkle, Jason Brown, Brody West, Elijah Ennis, and Rock Griffin.
Good morning and welcome. It is Tuesday. What's today's date? Tuesday, November 28th, and you know what time it is. It's time for the Playbook Radio Show. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Jason Brown. How are we doing this morning, Jason?
Hello, Garrett Burkle. I'm doing pretty good today. How we doing?
Doing great, doing great. I'm also joined by Brody West. How are we doing this morning, Brody?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I'm doing very well.
And finally, we're joined by a state championship announcer, Mr. Elijah Ennis.
Yo, what's good? Coming from the Westwood.
Hey, don't come over here all willy-nilly talking about, yo, what's good?
Hey, who is, let's talk about,
Let's talk about the game. Let's talk about the game of the year. Let's talk about the game of the year.
You got your hoodie on. What was that score?
All right, look. Okay, do y'all want me to rant?
24 what?
Okay,
24-30.
Do y'all actually want me to rant? Be honest. Do y'all want me
to rant? If you keep it appropriate, I will give you the floor.
I will.
You can rant.
And we will sit here and listen.
We will not say anything.
How long do you want?
You get 5 minutes.
No, five's too long. 3 minutes. Go.
You get three minutes. Go. Wait, I'm starting timer.
Yes, start the timer because I'm ready to hear this. Can you do it in 3 minutes?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. One second.
Remember, keep it PG. We're online.
You ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Mr. McCord, your time is up. Aaron Nolan has taken your spot. Why are you passing the ball when there's two Michigan defensive linemen running at you? I don't understand. Like, what is going through your head? You get the ball. Okay, you take the snap. This is what happened. You perform like Jake Dunn. I mean, Gary, is that crazy to say?
Be honest. Let's chill. Okay, let's chill.
I'm just saying. What did you see from the playbook? From upstairs, calling the game, from fans?
Dunn should not have thrown that pass in that position to where Mark Zachary could have made a play.
And what did Kyle McCord do? He forced it.
He did. But at that point in the game...
Well, I wouldn't say done. Well, he forced a pass. But if you actually look from the upside, the pass was wide open. Mark Zachary just read the play. And Mark Zachary is a quick defensive back. And once you're reading the screen, a receiver standing still, that's an automatic pick from a cornerback. But when it comes from, what's his name again?
Kyle McCord.
Yeah, he was just like throwing it like between two defenders. He think this is the NFL or something. No, that's not how it works, buddy.
And not Mark Zachary. Marvin Sanders Jr. is not going to put himself in harm's way for that ball because he was there. But if he catches that ball, he's going to get lit up by that safety.
I mean, but it's.
And also, if you look at the, Brody,
hang on. Think about this. Marvin Harrison Jr., I get that he's a top five pick. I get that. But at that point in the game, this is Michigan, Ohio State. If there is a catchable ball that comes your way in the last 30 seconds of that game, because that's what time it was, you have to put your body on the line.
He stopped his route because there was a safety there. And I was just like, why did he stop his – was it a comeback? Was it a post-stem curl? Or was it just a post, or was it a dig? I don't know what the play was. Did he throw it way left, and so he stopped for his route for the catch, because it's an easy catch. So they have to move the chains. They stop the clock to move the chains. They get up, spike the ball. Just I don't know, like if he was trying to get more yards, trying to stop and do a little curl. I don't know what he was doing there. Because yeah, it's the biggest game of the year for them, and this is how. That team that wins the game is cemented into the playoffs.
Go ahead, Jason.
I'm just saying, if Kyle McCord had Jake Dunn's common sense, we would have won the game, and that's not crazy. That's not crazy.
You guys trailed the entire game.
Yeah, you guys had it was a
it
point
was tied
game.
At one point, yeah. But you it guys was, trailed the entire game.
I'm just saying, If Kyle McCord has Jake Dunn's common sense and actual football knowledge, we would have won that game. And let me tell you something about the kicker. You miss one more kick, I promise you, on everything I love, I'm going to lose my marbles. You miss one more kick. I don't understand what's so hard.
He missed an extra point against Purdue, too.
I just want you to – one day, I want to go out to the football field, and I want you to try and kick a field goal.
I'm not a kicker. That's not
– See, I hate that argument, Brody, because you think about it. These guys are getting their tuition paid for to play football. You got to kick field goals.
It's the
NFL
big house,
players
though.
Are paid money to kick field goals. Hit your field goals.
It's Michigan. It's the big house. It's windy. I just don't – it's just hard to kind of decide where the ball's going to go.
Well, I understand Garrett's point. Like, he's right. Like, you're a professional player. You're supposed to hit field goals, da da da, all that, and then there's the argument, you know, which is the point is that like, oh yeah, I want you to go out there and do it. But at the same time, you know, everybody's not going to be 100%. It's certain conditions, you know, saying like it's not just because you just miss on physically purpose. Like you just sometimes it's not going to be like down the lane how it wants you to go. You know, because some days it might be a 20 miles per hour wind coming through. You trying to hit a 40-yard field goal. But that's Elijah, really not happening.
On, and like, pressure sneaks in.
You know how fast the ball is going when you kick it in the air? It's not going that fast. It's probably going about a cool 5 to maybe almost close to 10 miles per hour.
Look, that's what you're getting recruited to kick a ball. You're missing kicks against Purdue University, man.
It happens. That's like when Patrick Mahomes overthrow his receivers probably about like 2 to 3 times a game.
That's like having your quarterback throw 7 interceptions in the game.
That's not what that is.
Here, do I not make sense? Do your job. If you're getting recruited,
kickers have one job, and that is to make field goals and extra points. They cannot do that, in my opinion, they do not deserve a spot on that roster.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that they don't deserve a spot on the roster. I'm saying that, you know, everybody is going to mess up at some point.
And that's simply when I say that. That is simply college-level player. And, again, I get that you're going to miss your kicks because, again, like, kicking at the big house is so difficult to do. But, like, when you miss – when I mean, this is a reoccurring thing in college. You know, Ohio State's kicker has done this before. It starts to become a problem.
It is. And it's not just I'm not having to start bashing his name. You know, I'm just saying, in clutch moments, you got to hit your field goals.
Yeah.
You know, it's just some kickers is just not, you know, clutch like that. And, you know, there's kickers that's based around, you know, that can hit field goals. But some are just not clutch. A lot that are in the NFL, you know, can't even hit mainly like 55 yarders mainly. Like, especially in clutch moments, like, where do you see these kids? Like, teams don't even go for 55 yarders unless they absolutely have to. Like, if they go for a 55 yarder in the first quarter, they're not doing that. They're going to punt it right to the team.
And I think I've looked at the different teams that Day has coached, and to me, it just kind of seems kind of crazy that they haven't got at least one over Michigan.
One what?
One win.
They have.
In the past 3 years. In the past 3 years.
Okay.
I'm just looking. I looked at the rosters and I saw a photo online, and it was Stroud, who is an MVP candidate right now. You have Garrett Wilson, who's could be an All Pro level player.
Cool receiver, I like him.
Olave. You have Marvison Harris Jr. on the bench.
And it's
Jason. And I'm just like, if as a coach, and you don't get those players to, you lose by 45. You let the other team put up 45 points. It just doesn't make sense.
And
I know like they had great defensive players. They had like what,
Well, I guess he beat Michigan. You're right. There's been a lot of them. But here's my argument that I will make, is that Jim Harbaugh has again. Let's put the scandal to the side because we have no evidence that he was involved in it. Was he? I mean, probably. But, you know, that's just, again, there's no evidence of that. So, hypothetically, he had nothing to do with it. Jim Harbaugh has absolutely, during that COVID period, or I guess after that COVID year, he has absolutely changed his philosophy of coaching. Absolutely has. He focuses on Ohio State 365 days a year versus the prior when he only focused on them that week. He's absolutely changed that mindset. He's changed the mindset of his players. He recruits the guys he needs to beat Ohio State. And that is why I don't really think it matters. I think at this point, as of right now, if Harbaugh does not go back to the NFL, I see Harbaugh beating Ohio State, you know, for a few years to come. Just how I think he has built his roster
to beat Ohio State.
Right. And I think that's something that, you know, I think Ryan Day has not focused as much on. I think he's building a roster to win a national championship, which, again, at the end of the day, that's the goal. I think Ohio State could be, maybe not this year's team, but past year's teams. Like, I mean, you know, 2021 or 2022's team, I think, was more contend to play for a national championship, you know, versus this year's team that, or versus Michigan's team last year that I don't think was, you know, maybe as good as Ohio State's team nationally. But, Jason, let's hear your opinion on that.
Man, let me tell you something. Next year is going to change. You know, I understand. I might sound like a Cowboys fan, and that's not ridiculous. Like, we all know how Cowboys fans will say, we win the Super Bowl next year. But I honestly really think it's going to be different next year. With five-star commit Air Nolan as quarterback, I mean, do I sound crazy?
So a freshman's beating Michigan next year. A true freshman quarterback's going to beat Michigan next year.
It's
going to
be different next year just because J.J. McCarthy's not going to be there.
And it's at OSU, too.
It's at the SHU.
I trust Harbaugh a lot more than I trust Ryan Day right now.
And I'll trust Harbaugh over a new coach or Ryan Day.
It shocks me that it took Harbaugh all those years to win at Michigan.
Next year, conference is going to be way different, though. That's the thing. It's going to be a little bit tougher to get to that. Because USC's coming over, or is Oregon and Washington are coming over. So I just think Oregon's going to put out a good team no matter what. Oregon's going to put out a nationally ranked team every year.
So do you think Ohio State makes the playoff?
No.
Whoa.
I'm looking at the games right now. I think Florida State wins just because they fit. And I know Louisville is an amazing team. Louisville is an amazing team, but
no,
they just
lost to Kentucky.
That's what I'm saying. They just lost to Kentucky. They lost. What is it called? It's the biggest Kentucky game of the year. It's Kentucky versus Louisville, and it's just like how are you what were they, 8? No, they weren't 8.
Who, Louisville?
Yeah, they were 9.
11 or 12.
10, and they're 15th. Right now they're 15th AP poll. CFP drops tonight. So
I don't understand how Florida State makes it. I think Louisville's better than – I wouldn't be shocked if Louisville wins that game in all seriousness. Because
I would be.
You think Florida – without their quarterback, I don't think Florida State's any – I don't think Florida State's good with him because I think the ACC's that weak.
I don't think – yeah, the ACC's weak. Yeah, I don't think the ACC's weak. I think that they will make it just because it's a power five. And whoever wins that chip,
tell me that Florida State, even a two-loss Alabama team or a one-loss Ohio State team or a two-loss Oregon team or a one-loss Washington team, all of those teams, in my opinion, deserve to make it over Florida State.
I agree, but
and
that's
I
just,
will, because I just think they've played better teams. I don't think I just, Florida, like they did beat LSU. That's true. They did beat LSU. So that is a big win on their resume, which I totally forgot about now, which is going to help them out immensely.
If anybody with a one loss makes it to the playoffs, it will be Texas.
No!
What?
No,
yes.
No. Alabama.
Alabama or Texas.
It's the team in my shirt right now. What do you
mean? Alabama or Texas. And I don't think it'll – if Alabama loses and somebody else loses, they're not going to give it to Alabama. And Texas wins, they're not going to – because Texas beat them. Texas beat that head-to-head matchup. If Bama wins and Texas wins, you as a college football rankings, you have to put Texas in because
pull up conference games and we're gonna see how this is all gonna sort
okay,
out.
Okay, but look though, okay. Ohio State. If you really think about it, so what, they lost. Okay, cool. It happened last year too. They lost.
But there's so like because you have
it's
so much better teams this year because like, Washington's undefeated.
You're not playing a championship game.
Oregon has one loss. Texas has one loss. I think. There's some other teams that are up there, too. It's just a lot better than it was last year because the only other team that you could have put over Ohio State last year, like, you know, in the final rankings was a two-loss Alabama team.
Okay, take me take me through this, okay?
SEC champ. Yeah. Wait, did they? No, Georgia did. Sorry.
Georgia
okay,
won.
Go ahead.
Georgia's won it like last. Yeah, I know. They have the longest winning streak in SEC's history, I think. But no, I just let's say Oregon wins.
Okay.
So Washington loses, Oregon wins.
I don't see how you can put Washington in the playoff because they've been in so many tight games.
If Washington loses, they're not in the playoffs. So Oregon, I think, moves into them, move into their spot. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. The winner of that probably makes the playoffs.
Yeah, they do a switcheroo on that one. But let's say I'm gonna say Texas wins. I'm gonna say Texas beats Oklahoma State because you know
Oklahoma, right?
Is Oklahoma State.
I don't know. You put Texas in there. Man.
I do.
You're right. They're going to favor that over.
Because say Bama wins and Texas wins. Michigan wins just because Michigan's playing Iowa.
Okay.
And I think Florida State's going to win. So now you have to decide between Texas. You have to decide between Alabama. Alabama lost to Texas in the regular season. If the rankings do not put Texas in, it's just going to make it feel like wins don't matter.
Okay, has Texas lost, though?
Yeah, they both lost.
Okay,
but,
so then, what's the difference with Ohio State, then? Actually, I want you to break that down. What's the difference with the team Ohio State?
Who is Texas's lost to?
Texas.
Oklahoma.
Did they lose? No, they didn't lose. They lost to a worse team, I thought.
I think it's Oklahoma.
Did they lose to Oklahoma?
I think it is. But I agree with Jason's point on that. I agree with both of your guys' points, but I agree with Jason's point on that because if you think about it, I mean, does a loss, you know, at Oklahoma or at Michigan look better on a resume? At Michigan. Just have to think.
And it was a close game, too.
But Texas would have the advantage of being a conference champion, which I think does give them the nod at the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying.
Which is tough because I think Ohio State would beat Texas by 3 touchdowns if they played right now.
But if that's the case, then
it doesn't really.
You also got to go rank wins then. Penn State? Who else? Penn State
and who?
That's it. Notre Dame.
You beat a Notre Dame team that's 15? 17?
That's still top 15 though.
Okay.
And Notre Dame was number 9. That's top 10.
The committee's going to look at Ohio State just because they're Ohio State at the end of the day. I mean,
it's going to be in consideration, but I just don't. I think a conference.
So who do you think gets in at the end of the day?
I think if what I just said, I think Texas wins.
You think Texas is in?
I think Texas is in Michigan. In that scenario. Michigan, Georgia. Uh-huh. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Georgia would be in.
Because they beat Alabama. Okay.
I don't know about that one. I don't know.
I'm not too sure about that either, but
I don't know.
Alabama did not look good this weekend. No.
So I really don't see Alabama winning.
If Alabama wins, the college football playoffs is cooked.
Yeah, it'll be completely different by the next week.
If Bama wins, here's your top 4.
Okay.
Georgia.
Really?
Yeah, Georgia still gets in. Absolutely.
Georgia gets in. I don't know what seed.
Georgia could play their backups this week and still make the college football playoffs.
They've had the long. It's just the longest winning streak in SEC history.
Yes, and
they're
the most
dominant team.
Other than Missouri this year, they haven't been matched. I think Georgia gets in. I think Alabama gets in. I think Michigan gets in, and I think Washington gets in.
You think Washington? I thought
Oregon's playing better football though.
I said Oregon would win, so I think Oregon would get in.
So you put Oregon over Texas. Yeah, I agree with that. Oregon, I think Oregon could score more than Texas can.
All right, so look.
But I just don't see a world unless you go to a bowl, and this is bowl week's next week, right?
Yeah.
Because
conference champions are this week.
Bowl week is next week.
I think
week.
They take like a week or two break before they get them to bowls.
Okay.
So
I could be wrong.
All right, I'm going to ask you this. Hypothetically speaking, you ready?
Bowl games aren't even fun anymore, man.
No.
Whatever. Go ahead, Jason.
Hypothetically speaking, Bama beats Georgia. What's your top 1 through 5?
My top 5 is number 1, Michigan.
Okay, I respect that.
Number 2, I would have at that point. Number 2.
I put Oregon. If Oregon
How many losses does Alabama have at that point? Still 1?
Still 1.
Mm-hmm. Alabama 2.
Because they beat Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
So they're jumping up.
Jumping up.
3?
No, because they're 8.
Yeah, so you got
Bama. They're 8 right now?
Yeah. You got Bama jumping up 6 spots because they beat Georgia?
I mean, if you beat Georgia, you should be in the top
4. I didn't know they were 8.
But we're talking about if they beat Georgia.
Did any of the top 8 teams lose this week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ohio State.
Ohio State. And
I think Bama jumps Ohio State this week.
Oh, yeah. If Bama wins, yeah. Bama jumps Ohio State. Ohio State goes down to, like, 7 or 8.
This week? Just with that Michigan loss?
If Bama wins, Texas wins. They're number 6.
AP number 6, though. AP College football six. Playoff comes out tonight, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
That is going to be... I think we're going to have a better understanding of tomorrow of who will be in, which we should record a podcast on. We can do that on the road. We could do that. But anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. I think that... Okay, Jason. Okay, so one, I have Michigan.
Cool.
Depending on how it works out tonight, if Alabama's 6 tonight, I think there's a chance for them to be 2. But right now, I will put... I think Oregon wins in the big... What's Oregon right now? 6?
They're 5
in the college football playoff ranking?
I think so. Let me check right now. As of right now.
That's so tough. As of right now, is you got Georgia, Michigan. Who's number 3?
Ohio State.
So right now in the CFP. Let's talk about CFP.
Well, it was last week.
So this is last week. This is before Ohio State lost.
Cool.
So Ohio State will drop out of the top 4, in my opinion. I think Florida State will move to 4, and everybody will move up a spot, in my opinion.
They lost their starting quarterback, though.
The wins matter, though. In college football, in every football, wins matter.
It's just like they're not going to be competitive.
But if they do that, that means...
Okay, so college football playoff rankings, you said who was 1?
So Georgia's 1.
2?
2 was Ohio State.
Okay, so 2 would now be Michigan.
2 would now be Michigan. Washington would be 4. Washington would be 3. Florida State would be 4.
Florida State would be 4. Who would be 5?
That would be Oregon.
6, Texas?
Nope.
I think Ohio State will be 6 or 7.
6, yeah. Oh, 6 Ohio State. 7, Texas. 7, 8, Texas. Alabama.
9, Missouri. And then I think Louisville drops because they locked their second loss. I think Penn State.
Where's Alabama at?
Alabama's number 8.
So does Bama move up this week?
Who'd they play?
They played Auburn, but they only won by 3. I don't think you can move them up.
You might even move them down.
Well, even if they win the SEC title game, they might not make the playoff. It's Alabama, though, so they almost... But moving up 4 spots in 1 week, if they're number 8 tonight, if they move up 4 spots in 1 week, people are going to be mad. Because there's no reason, like, they should... Hypothetically, on paper, there's no reason other than they beat Georgia, which is a big reason. But, I mean, at that point, you know, you're disciplining teams, you know, you're lessening their resume. What am I trying to say? You're lessening what they've done because, like, if Texas, hypothetically.
Texas would move up to 6. So if Texas was theirs, yeah, then I'd put Texas in over Alabama.
Yeah, so if Bama beats, if Alabama beats Georgia and.
Texas beats Oklahoma State.
Yes.
I give Texas the nod because Texas beat Alabama.
Alabama's jumping. If Alabama beats Georgia, they're going to jump.
They're going to jump.
They shouldn't because there's...
Because they lost to Texas and Texas won.
Right. There's no reason that they should, but that's right. They did play head-to-head.
They play head-to-head and they lost.
I forgot about that.
That's what I'm saying. If the college football playoffs puts them above Texas, it just means that wins don't matter.
But they beat Georgia. They beat Georgia, who hasn't lost a game since you guys were freshmen in high school.
Georgia doesn't play nobody, dude. I've been saying it since they won a second. They don't play nobody.
They have 2 national titles at the end of the day. Yeah. I mean, that's all they have to say. And I get your point.
They have two titles. They have 4 titles. Because they have 2 conference titles, 2 national titles.
I mean, the national titles.
National titles is the only one.
Right. Okay, it's like the same thing with the Wilt Chamberlain. You know, jumping 100 points on mailman. He didn't play nobody, and Georgia's not playing nobody. They're playing unranked schools.
I know you're not comparing. 1950, 60 basketball. I know you're not comparing 1950, 60 basketball to modern day football.
Bro, I agree with Elijah.
No, look, you're not thinking how I'm thinking about it.
Because you're not thinking that Wilt Chamberlain is a player. He was better than everybody else. If you didn't even know, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points, but he didn't win a ring. He did not. He won only one ring. One ring, and that's it. And that's not even the season that he scored that 100 points.
But
he wasn't a winner. He wasn't a winner. He wasn't a winner.
He wasn't playing good.
He went to L.A. Still didn't win a ring.
That's what I'm saying. As Georgia, Georgia's not playing.
Georgia's good won teams. two straight national championships.
They don't play good teams until the playoffs, man. That's all I'm saying.
And then they perform in the playoffs and they win.
Yeah, and then they go out and beat the best teams in the country.
Is that something to prove?
They go out and beat Michigan.
That's just like saying, hold on, not just like saying, but when the Bengals was like, 10-7, they made the playoffs as a 6 year, and they beat all the good teams. Does that classify them? Oh, they didn't play nobody? Because obviously they're in the toughest division in football right now.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is, I'm going to go last year for you. Okay, boom. They beat Ohio State by 1 point.
Ain't Georgia in the SEC?
Yes. They are in the SEC. The second, in my opinion, right, the second toughest is to
okay. The second toughest division. So what are you talking about,
bro?
Did they play? Oh, I'm looking up.
They play schools like Charleston Southern, bro.
Who's all in the SEC, bro?
Bama.
I'm looking.
I mean, Gary. Like, am I making some type of sense?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are. They beat a powerhouse Ball State week two.
I mean, we're playing Ball State. Come on, man. I mean, I make sense. Y'all just not trying to.
Didn't Ohio State play like Chattanooga or something? No, that was Alabama. But Ohio State played like week two against Charleston or something.
I've seen Ohio State play against more bad teams than Georgia when it counts to that.
That's crazy. I'm not going to lie.
23.
Because they had to play Notre Dame in the preseason to where.
This is September. So September. I'm looking at it.
Read me Georgia's wins this
UT
year.
UT Martin.
Like, what?
Ball State. South Carolina.
That's a big win.
South Carolina.
That's not a bad win.
UAB.
Yeah. Really? Really?
Auburn.
Okay. UAB's not that bad at football.
UAB is not bad at football
but
at all.
That we're talking about Georgia against UAB, so.
Auburn, Kentucky, Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt
Florida
is a baseball school.
They gave Missouri one of their two losses. It's a big win.
Okay, I understand.
Ole Miss.
Missouri.
Then they get into the actual playing. They play Ole Miss, beat them they put up 52 on Ole Miss.
What was final score though?
It's 52-17. It's Ole Miss though. We're talking about Ole Miss.
Garrett.
That's gonna be our Ole Miss. Ole Miss is not a bad team. That's
Ole Miss
just a
is
game
a great
that got
team.
Blown out by.
They're an amazing team. They play Tennessee. They beat Tennessee. And then Georgia Tech was Rivals Week.
They beat Georgia Tech, a middle-of-the-pack ACC team, by 7 points.
Do you think that Alabama has a chance to beat them?
Absolutely, yes. Alabama has a chance to beat them. Do I think they will?
Alabama has a chance, but is the possibility as high? Definitely no. It's like a 10%, really. I'm going
to
be real with you.
Alabama
defense is not that good.
We're talking about a Nick Saban coach team, though. I'd say it's quite 50-50, but I think Bama has probably like a 45% chance.
Bama's going to come in with high confidence because their quarterback's going to come in confident. Let's be honest, because you see him on like, oh, give me my Heisman. I'm like, you're not getting Heisman, big dog. I'm gonna be honest, but you know he's hype. He's ready to come into this game. And, you know, I just don't
talk about winning the Heisman. He beat Auburn by 3 last week.
Yeah.
Hey, he did throw that late touchdown, though.
He threw a crazy touchdown. But, yeah. No, Georgia-Alabama will be a good game. I just don't. And I know you're trying to see Ohio State get in the playoffs, but that loss just absolutely crushes them.
Like, I'm not even trying to be biased or nothing. I'm just saying.
I'm looking up who Ohio State played.
Look, perfect. I'm going back last year again. When last year's college football playoffs, you had Georgia beating Ohio State, right? Okay. Then you got TCU, who shot out the blue out of nowhere, beat Michigan.
You know why they beat Michigan, right?
Because they didn't have the signs.
Yeah, Michigan was waiting for their signs to be called out, and they had the fake sign. That's crazy. I mean, that is karma right there.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
I'm about to say something that's... So Georgia beat 2 ranked teams. Mm-hmm. So did Ohio State. Ohio State only beat 2 ranked teams all year.
Who's Ohio State's ranked wins? Penn State.
Penn State and Notre Dame. That's it.
Those are both on the road, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it's not, but they also played. I'm going back. Oh, wait. I'm way too far back. Okay. Is it September 10th is when they're September?
Against York State. Okay.
There it is, York State. That's it. Yes, sir. Okay. They almost beat y'all, too. Remember when you guys beat Indiana by like... Oh, no, it wasn't close. It was like 20-3, but y'all only put 20 points.
Yeah, 23-3 against IU.
Look, also it also was week one, okay? New quarterback.
Youngstown State.
Didn't y'all have CJ Stroud?
No.
No, this is this year.
But
nah, this year?
Nah, bro.
This is this year.
Nah, bro. Nah,
so, Youngstown State, you beat 35-7. YKU, you beat 63-10.
Western Kentucky, okay.
Okay. You beat Notre Dame on a last-minute touchdown. And we know how... And I'm going to be 100% unbiased. Notre Dame should have won that game, and they're not that... They're not as good as everybody thought they were at that time.
Literally.
They are 15.
They're not that
16.
Good, bro.
Yeah.
Literally, so you guys lost the most overrated top 25 teams in my book.
You guys won by 3 points against Notre Dame. You guys beat Maryland 17-37. You guys stomped on Purdue. Then you go.
The only reason that they lost to Purdue is because the refs. Not Ohio State's bad.
And then just the teams that you've played that have been ranked have been way too close, and you've barely won all of them. You beat Penn State by 8. These are all one possession games, and you guys are. These are 10 to 20 team, 10 to ranked 10 to 20.
Still top 10 though.
So, then you only beat Wisconsin 24-10.
Only beat Wisconsin?
24-10, yeah.
But Wisconsin is a solid...
Wisconsin's solid.
C-plus mid-level team.
Then you beat Rutgers. Okay. 35-16. Michigan State, Minnesota, and you lose to Michigan, who is where you guys are supposed to be. So, I'm saying you guys, in my mind... With the way the losses and the wins are looking at, you guys should be the eight seed. Just looking at the wins and the losses and how close the wins against those teams were, you guys should be the eight. Just because I'm looking at it like that. I'm looking at it like, how much did they beat these teams by, and where are they in the rankings right now with your ranked wins? And I'm looking at Georgia, and Georgia is had like one bad win, and that was Georgia Tech.
And UTEP, or UAB, something like that.
Ohio State is a tougher schedule than Georgia at the end of the day.
Always. It's been like that for the last 100 years.
But it's not like Ohio State played like good teams in their preseason. I mean, Purdue had a tougher non-conference than Ohio State did, and Georgia for that matter.
Yeah.
Count the fact that Georgia got national titles regardless of schedule or not. Y'all haven't won a national title since when?
Ezekiel Elliott.
15.
Yeah, y'all suck.
I just don't. They had one bad win. They haven't lost. And Ohio State has lost.
Ohio State lost the best team in the country.
I know, but they also barely.
Bro, Michigan is going to lose, dog. One of these games, they're just going to, like, literally.
Like you said,
Michigan
Garrett.
Will win a game. Michigan will make the national title this year. Will they win it? I don't know. But they will make the national title game this year. I bet.
I'm going to come back around to this point, Garrett. And this is why they will not win the championship. This is why they won't win that.
What are we talking about?
Michigan.
Okay.
Michigan, like you said, is built to beat Ohio State. The Georgia Bulldogs are a completely different team than Ohio State.
I know. But if you're thinking about it, the only reason that Michigan lost last year to TCU is because they were cheating, okay? They got caught cheating. TCU, their coach had learned a week prior that Michigan had been doing this, and he changed up the entire play signals So when they, you know, like every time that they thought they were going to pass, it'd be a run. Every time they thought they were going to run, they were going to pass. And they learned that like halfway through the game. But at that point, Michigan had already put themselves in like a 28-7 hole.
So you're saying they knew that Michigan was cheating?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not a problem.
Right. That's all I'm saying is that if Michigan would have just played
straight up.
Yes, I think that game's probably a 2-touchdown game. Michigan wins.
Oh, yeah.
And then they go on to the next game, and there's no way that they would lose 62-7 against Georgia.
No, but I think they still lose.
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know.
They still lose.
Probably.
Jalen, that defense is just too suffocating.
But like
a
few weeks prior, Michigan beat Ohio State. Ohio State played better than Georgia that game. I think it's a totally different outcome if Michigan didn't shoot themselves in the foot. Now, is that kind of crazy saying, you know, how it ended up going for, you know, TCU? Mm-hmm. In a way, maybe.
I don't know. I just don't think they should probably even been in the College Bowl playoffs.
Who?
TCU.
Well, yeah. They shouldn't have. I mean, they lost their conference title, but there's no one else to put them other than the 2-loss Alabama team.
No, and you'll never put a 2-loss over 1-loss in the playoffs.
I don't know.
Unless it's that close.
Who does TCU play?
Nobody. I don't feel like they play many good opponents.
When was the last time you actually heard TCU actually do something?
TCU is Washington last year, in my opinion. TCU won, like, a few games on like last second field goals, stuff like that. And Washington's doing the exact same thing. Literally. I mean,
I think Oregon's more deserving. I like Washington's team.
I mean, Washington beat them straight up.
I know Washington beat them straight up, but it's hard to beat a team twice in the college football sphere.
And I agree. I think if Oregon beats them, I think you put Oregon in just because of what they've done recently versus Washington.
Yeah. Oh. So,
Do you really put snotty nose Bo Nix in the playoffs? Yes. Really?
Yeah, if they beat Washington, yeah.
Over Kyle McCord? Yes, absolutely you do. Absolutely you do. Kyle McCord needs to be benched.
And make I me think mad. They make it. I think they're not going to. They won't have a. The thing is that Ohio State will not have a conference championship. They have no way of getting it.
That's good.
Oregon will have a conference.
I mean, there's
they don't have a chance to get a conference championship. They have no shot.
I just see this all going wrong because I think Alabama can beat Georgia. If Alabama beats Georgia, I think I would never count out. I mean, Iowa's always a sneaky team. Their offenses look better these last few weeks. Do I think they're going to hang in there with Michigan? No.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Gary, finish. Hold on.
I mean, Iowa has probably the best defense in the country. Sorry, not the best defense in the country, but they're probably top three in the country, defense-wise.
What do you say is the best defense, Jason? Because you better not say the Buckeyes.
Oh, it's not the Buckeyes. Speaking of Buckeyes, defense. Snap your head. That's all I got to say.
Georgia?
Probably. Georgia. I don't know. That defense is not the same from last year.
The Wolverines.
Wolverines defense.
Yeah.
The Wolverines.
I'd say it's...
The Wolverines. I think it goes Wolverines, Georgia, and then Iowa.
Thank you. I think Iowa deserves the love there. Iowa next year is a decent offensive coordinator, and I get they're not playing in the West anymore, but with a decent offensive coordinator, Iowa can make some noise because of how bad they're. I mean, their offense has been truly brutal these last few years. I think Iowa's going to be a decent opening because people realize how good of a coach Kirk Ferentz is. I mean, he is an older guy. He's had his problems with the program there, but he still wins at a constant level. Yeah. Iowa's getting 8 wins a year regardless. I mean,
every year.
It doesn't matter. So I think that offensive coordinator job is going to be a bigger opening than other people expect. And I expect a big name to go there in the offseason. I'm not sure who yet, but I think a guy is going to leave, a very high up guy at one staff is going to leave to take that job. And yeah, I was thinking who it could be, and I think if they wanted to, and I don't know if Brian Hartline would want to leave Ohio State. I don't think he would, but I think that would be a very good call. It's worth a shot. If he says no, he says no. But I think Hartline would be a very good offensive coordinator for Iowa next year, if they totally blow up the staff at Ohio State too, which I can't see them firing Ryan Day, man.
Man, I can't. Bro, because look, 6 wins.
He's 11. He's like 50-1 outside Michigan in the regular season.
I think it was like 52-6, but he lost to Clemson. Listen, Clemson.
Can I say one thing? One more thing about the Bulldogs?
Clemson, Michigan three times.
Yes, he's lost to Michigan three times. Clemson, Georgia. He lost to Oregon. 2021.
Okay.
Oregon beat him at.
That's six losses. That's five right
and
there.
And is that it? No, that was six. Michigan three times. Clemson.
What are we talking about?
Clemson. Mm-hmm. Who else am I forgetting?
Mm-hmm.
Georgia. Oh, yeah, Georgia. And then Oregon. So that's seven losses.
Yeah. It's still seven huge losses. Seven devastating losses. But one thing I want to say about the Georgia Bulldogs and their defense is they have not let up 30 points this year.
They don't play good teams.
I mean, but they still recruiting fine. I don't know how you could fire him. But that's it. That's going to wrap up. It's another great episode of the Play It Book radio show. Thank you guys for listening. You guys can find us on Audio Boom. If you type in WBDG or Indy's Giant 90.9, you can find us on Audio Boom there. We'll probably record a podcast tomorrow.
We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, to decide who we think is going to get in the playoffs. But once again, thank you guys for listening.